God. Not just because of people, but because of who we are and where we need to go. Where we need to go, we are not there yet. But we are still traveling in this pilgrim land. Observation is very important for us to move to our next level in God. Observation means to look. As a child of God, you need to be a looker. Look at everything. When you are looking, it means that you are examining, you're watching, you're seeing what type of thing it really is. It's important with observation that you studied what you are looking at. When someone is looking through binoculars, they're looking to see what's ahead of them. And at times, it's always good to look what's behind you. If you're driving in an automobile, notice that they have side mirrors in a rearview mirror. It's always important that if you are driving a car, you never just drive for yourself. Can I get a witness on that? You're always watching those that are around you, because it's dangerous not to look and see what the other driver is doing, because you're driving the right speed don't evidently mean the other person is. And if you have to come to a stop, it don't evidently mean the person behind you is going to come to a stop. Help me, somebody. That's why it's always important to drive a certain distance when you're driving it. I understand that when a person hit their brakes, their light comes on, and it lets you know the person has hit their brakes. But because of caution, I have to drive a certain distance and not only look at the brakes, but I have to also look to see whether the bumper behind in front of me go up or down. It would tell me a lot about the automobile. Can I get a witness here? Some folk, that if an automobile is driving behind you, if they hit the brakes, you'll know that because somehow, some way the car will go down. If the person does not hit the brake, that means the person is still coming your way. Help me, somebody. I just helped somebody out. But you have to look in the rearview mirror to know that. So observation is very important in your Christianity life. Jesus Christ, when he was a child, he was left in the temple. Mary and Joseph had left him there. When they got farther down the road, they had started noticing that Jesus was not with them. The Bible says that when they got back to the temple, they told him that they'd been looking for him. Jesus said, "I must be about my Father's business." When he made the statement, the Bible says that they watched him because of what he said. In other words, they was examining him. When you're watching, you notice certain things. I want you to go with me to Mark chapter 13, verse 33, and let's look at what the Word of God is saying to us. Mark chapter 13, verse 33. When we look here at the text, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verse 33, notice what it says. "Take ye heed, watch, and pray, for you know not when the time is." The text here lets us know him that Jesus Christ is telling them, first of all, that in this parable, that he's coming back. in the parable, he's letting them know that he is coming back. But when he come back, he lets them know that the Son of Man know not when he's coming back. And that means also that you and I, that we don't know when the Lord is coming back. But I want you to understand that so many of us, we talk about that Jesus is coming back in the great cloud when the trumpet will sound and the dead in Christ will rise. But I want you to understand here that the text, when it says, take ye heed, watch and pray, we need to understand that the Lord is constantly coming back day by day. The text tell you, take ye heed. In other words, you need to be on guard. You need to get yourself in position, ready now to watch. And what that means here is that as a child of God, it needs that every child of God in here needs to get prepared, because the Lord is coming back to get you. We might not go all together, but individually the Lord is going to come back and pick you up. So you need to watch. Now, in other words, you need to guard yourself against the devil. You need to be on the lookout for your own salvation. It means here that if you're watching, it means here is that you're looking to do what God wants you to do. That's how you watch, is not only to look and see what God wants you to do, but to live the way God wants you to live. That's how you watch. How you guard yourself is by walking in the way that God wants you to walk. How you watch is by guarding your spirit from allowing your spirit to get down from folk that surround you. Not only that are we talking about folk that's in church with you, but people that you hang around, you got to be on guard. Because their actions can have a great effect on your life. He said, watch, but pray. He says to pray. Why? Because he said, you don't know when the Lord may come. Too many folk have put out God until tomorrow. But you're not promised for tomorrow. You need to stop putting off on God, waiting for tomorrow, because today the Lord may come. So you got to watch. Watch over your own soul. Watch over salvation in your own life. It means here that no matter what folk are doing, you have to make sure that it's according to what God wants you to do. When the Bible says train up a child in the way he should go, it does not talk about train up a child in the way you want him to go, because your ways are not like God's way. That's why he says train him up in the way he should go, and he should go according to the word of God. Because some of us was raised differently. If you get hooked up on the way you were raised, help me somebody. The last time I checked, all of us have some secrets. Help me somebody. And in the process of training, in the process of it, you may train them the way you think things should be. No, the Bible declares how things should be. If we walk according to the word of God, that's how we watch. Because in the process of walking to the word of God, we begin to pray. He says, pray because of the devil. Pray because you need strength. Pray because you need peace. Watch and pray. Folk ask you what you're doing. I'm watching and I'm praying. Folk look at you funny, say, why are you always going to church? I'm watching and I'm praying. Folk look at you crazy because you went to the doctor and the doctor gave you a report, but you went home praising God. Why? Because you're watching and you're praying. People think that you're a holy roly. It's all right. I'm watching and I'm praying. Folk, get on your nerves sometimes. Watch and
pray. You got to watch folk around. You got to watch how you walk. You got to watch how you talk. You got to watch how you carry yourself. But you got to pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray some more. Every time folk look at you, they ought to watch you praying.
What you praying for? I'm praying for the ones who love me and praying for the one who don't love me. What you praying for? I'm praying for the little girl over here and praying for the little boy. What you praying for? I'm praying for those in the nursing home and praying for those in incarceration. What you praying for? Even though you don't have no children, I'm still praying for the children at the church. I'm praying for the children in the youth detention. I'm praying for those in the psycho place. I'm praying for everybody. They say every time they see you, you're praying. Not only that, but you see me watching and praying. I'm walking right, talking right, and praying right.
Oh, God.
He says, hear the God yourself. I want you to go with me here. Go to Luke chapter 12. Look at what the text says in Luke chapter 12. Go to Luke chapter 12 and verse 15. While we're here in observation, we're looking out, guarding ourselves. In this point, watch this. Luke chapter 12. Verse 15 says this, and he said unto them, take heed and be aware of covetousness. Watch this. God here says here that as a child of God, don't be so greedy. Because as a child of God, when we go into pray, we're always saying, Lord, bless me. God, give me. Now watch this. Can I tell you that all of us in here have had a form of covetousness? You don't believe me? How many of y'all went in the closet trying to decide what to wear? Good God Almighty. It's not that you don't have anything to wear. But what happened, you're trying to make a decision on what to wear. Good God Almighty. Now watch it. It's all right if you're looking in the closet trying to find something to wear because it don't fit anymore. But it's another thing when you're shopping and you're trying to find something to wear because all of it seems like you wore it yesterday. The problem is you have too many clothes. And the next thing, and I find myself sometimes when I would go and shop and I would pick up this suit and pick up that suit, and suddenly I just stop because of the fact that when I go in the closet, I find myself like women trying to determine what suit to wear. And while I'm thinking that I need to buy some more, the thing is that I find myself coveting this because I want more and I can't even find which one to wear. Not because I don't fit it, but because of my choice. I found out that I can give God a praise in everything because when I thought about it, the man that don't have nothing to wear and looked at my closet and that it's not that I don't have nothing to wear, but I have too much to wear, I find myself saying, thank you, God. Help me somebody. At that moment that everybody in here that looked in the closet and trying to make a choice, you lay your clothes here, lay your clothes there, you lay your clothes here, and then your mind said, did I wear that last month? Did I wear that 6 months ago? Can I tell you something? You should have broke out in a praise right there. You should have broke out and jumped up and gave God some praises, not because of what you don't have, but because of what you do have. Oh God, help me somebody. I found out that it would have been much easier if I only had two suits
then I would have been able to make an easy choice, an easy determination. But because I serve a mighty God, because I serve a God that's wonderful, because I serve a God that's a way maker, he gave me the choice. Make a choice. You can wear one every 5 or 6 months if you want to. Whatever it is, God said, I'll provide. All I want you to do is learn how to give me some praise. But I found out the church these days that don't know how to worship God, don't know how to give God praises. But I found out grandma used to always give God some praises, and it didn't have much to wear, but what they did, the Lord provided, the Lord kept it, the Lord fixed it, and the Lord made a way out of no way. Grandma always gave God some praise. God said, be aware of covenants. Watch this. For a man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possess. It's not about how much you have. Help me, somebody. We're overly blessed. You have to observe the way you are. You have to watch out to make sure that you're doing what God wants you to do. Watch this. I want you to go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and look at verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and look at verse 15. In your observation as a child of God, in order to guard yourself, you have to know something about God. Now, understand this, as a child of God, is more than just know that he died and that he lay there and that he got up in the morning. Now, if that's all you know, it will get you saved. Help me, somebody. I'm telling you, it'll get you saved. It'll get you saved. There's a big difference in being saved right at the point and make it. That's just the mercy of God. But I don't want to stay here on this earthly place and waste time that God could have poured out his blessings on me, but I refused to receive it because I didn't know him. Help me, somebody. There are folk in here right now could be way more fortunate if you only spend some time getting to know who God is. Right now, you're in a place that you really should not be. You should be at step number 2 instead of step number 1. The reason why you can't step because you have no faith in God. Oh, help me, somebody. Somebody say, I do have faith in God. But if you had that faith in God, you might not be at level 2. You might be at level 3. But because we're hard-headed and stiff-necked like the children of Israel are, we're stuck on step number 1. And God is saying, step one more step. But in order to step it, you've got to believe that you can make it if you try. I need some trials in God's house today. We wait till everything bundles down. Lord, have mercy on me. How many of y'all ever know that you wait till you was in trouble and you cried out, God, help me. God, get me out of this situation. God, fix everything. Why do we wait till we're in trouble to call God's name? Can I get some folk to call God's name now when you don't have no trouble? Can I get some folk to give God some praise? Can I tell you something? That God has already brought us through some bad things. You've already been in a pit. You've already had some bad situation that God snapped you out of. That's enough. Lord, I don't need another problem to get me to praise you. I'm going to praise you for the problem that I've already had than what you brought me out of. Help me, somebody. He says here, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
All of us in here have to spend some quality and quantity time with God. We have to study God's word. Oh God, listen, if I would get folk to just study God's word, to know what type of God you have, to know that God is your wake. I mean, baby, you gotta study the word. You don't really need nobody to anoint you with oil, baby. It's in the word. I can get my own oil and anoint myself. I need some folk, people that just got the faith to believe it, that because in the midnight hour, when you can't reach urgent care, when the ER is full up, when your money gets funny, I need to be able to call God myself. Help me, somebody. I don't need to call my pastor, my spiritual advisor. Baby, I got a God that sits high and look low. I need some folk to observe the word of God, the word of truth. Help me, somebody. Because when God said that if I delight myself into him, he means that if you would get mingled with him, get mixed up with him, it's just like when you take a color of black and white and turn it around together, I think it makes gray. Baby, I want a chemistry with God. I want to feel something. If nobody else is with me, baby, I came up in here to have some church. At times the devil tried to steal my joy, but when I watch and I pray, I gotta guard myself. Ain't allowing the devil get busy. But when I watch and pray, I know that the Bible says, study to show thyself approved. And so we get in the word of God. He says, study. He says, watch this. The text says, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word. Oh, truth. Watch this thing here. When I think about the helmet of salvation and a belt girded about with truth and a sword, which is the word of God, I think about having on the arm of God. But I like it when I can go in the text and chop up a scripture. Y'all hear me? Help me, somebody. Somebody say, chop up a scripture. Not to hurt nobody else, but so I can get something out of it. If I can chop up a scripture, I can just go to John and say, in the beginning. Can I tell you something? When I think about in the beginning, God was there. Can I tell you something? In the beginning of my life, he knows all about my life. Oh, help me. Somebody. In the beginning, before I was created, the God that's walking with me was there. So in the beginning, he saw when it was nothing. So that tells me that in the beginning, he was already here in the beginning. So he created things in the beginning. The beginning of me had already begun with God. Help me, somebody. If the beginning starts with God, surely the same God knows my ending. Help me, somebody. He knows your beginning and your end. And the reason why, he's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Isn't it good to know that God knows the outcome of your situation? Watch this thing. If I'm walking with him, talking with him, he knows the beginning of it, but he knows my ending. I don't have to know my end. He knows my end. And the last time I checked, he says, Brother Preacher, he said, don't worry that you have power to cast out devils, but just make it known that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Can I tell you, that's the only thing that matters. If my name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. He says, God don't only want us now to just make it into heaven, but God wants us to live heavenly while we're here. One thing I know is that as a child of God, is that if you live right, God will give you your blessings while you're here. Can I tell you something? If you are blessed tremendously, watch this thing. Everything you touch ought to prosper. Can I help? Can I get a help from somebody? Watch this thing here. Some of you say, but I'm going through so much trouble. Can I tell you something? Trouble don't last always.
Good God Almighty. Watch it. The more trouble that I'm going through, it's two things I want to define for you. Number one is that if you're going through trouble, it's because the devil knows that God wants to bless you. So he gives you some trouble to try to stop you from getting your blessings. Good God Almighty. But can I tell you something? If anybody going through something today, can I tell you something? You're guaranteed to get your blessings if you just wither the storm. Help me, somebody. I need some folk in here say, I'm within the storm. I'm within the storm. But can I tell you, when the storm is over, how many of y'all sing that song, when the storm is over? Now watch this thing. That means here, when the storm is over, hallelujah. Help me, somebody. But can I tell you, I'd like to change that song. I say hallelujah anyhow while I'm going through the storm. So when the storm get out, I start shouting hallelujah. I start dancing funny, acting funny, because I got used to saying hallelujah when I was going in my storm.
Observation. He says here, to study to show yourself approved. When I think about Joseph here had been brought to Egypt. And we know the story about Joseph, that Joseph was with his brothers and they were jealous of him. And when they were jealous of him, it's because Joseph had saw things they didn't see. Can I tell you something? As a child of God, God would allow you to see things that everybody else don't see. Good God Almighty. Now watch, I want you to understand that his brothers didn't get jealous of him because of his dreams only. They were already jealous of him because of the love his father had for him. Can I help somebody with this thing here? It's not only... But I want you to understand something in the process is that Joseph's brother also had the opportunity with their father Jacob. It's just that when it came to his time, say your time, folk would get jealous of you when you start getting favor. Can I tell you that everybody in here have a season to get favor? I found out that the children back in the day, so that's us, we didn't have so much as parents. We try to make sure that today that we do all that we can for our children. Even though some say that we spoil them, but can I tell you something? That back in the days, we were spoiled too. It's just that they didn't have those type of computers and games that they have now. Help me, somebody. We had the opportunity to go outside. We played outside. We ran around. But these days, they came out with computers and things that we wish we had back in the days. But as you get older, you'll realize all of that really don't mean nothing. What really matters now is that I got King Jesus. What really matters is that I had the opportunity to get God to have favor on my life while I was here. But what I want you to understand here is that Joseph's brothers were jealous of him. And so they plotted to kill him. And they threw him in a pit and left him to die. But the Ishmaelites came and dug him up and took him to Egypt and sold him. Watch this thing. While he was on the platform, Potiphar came by and looked at him. I want you to understand that when Potiphar looked at him, Potiphar really didn't see him as a strong man with a lot of muscles on him. But what Potiphar saw was a possibility in him. Oh, help me, somebody. Doing observation, you look at possibilities. And doing observation, you don't look at what's now, but you see what can be. Doing observation, you look and see what type of spirit it is. But can I tell you something? You don't just look and see it and come with a definite answer right then and there. So when Potiphar looked at him, he looked at him to be a slave working with the other slaves. So Potiphar bought him and took him back to his house. The Bible lets us know that Potiphar had time to observe Joseph.
Watch this thing here. The text lets us know that when Joseph was in Potiphar's house, surely he watched him. And as he watched him, Potiphar started being fruitful little by little because of Joseph. Turn to your neighbor and say, observation. Let me tell you something, is that when we get married, we should never get married because of security. You should never rush and marry someone just to have security. Because if you marry other than love, what about when security runs out?
Am I helping somebody here?
Watch this thing here. When you get married, you should get married according to the word of God. That's why the Bible said that he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Oh, help me somebody. Don't come up here trying to be a wife after I do. Baby, you better have some actions before I do. Help me somebody. Because if you don't observe that individual, you might run into some situation. Watch this. What you see now is what you see later. Oh, help me somebody. A lot of folk don't want to admit it, but baby, if you see it now, you're going to see it later. If you don't fix it now, baby, it's going to be a little bit late later. You have to observe.
Then y'all know I'm talking. Y'all, I know some of y'all quiet. Y'all don't want to say nothing. But some of y'all say,
But the truth of the matter is, observation is very important when you get married. When we look at the scene here, is that Joseph here was observed by Potiphar. He watched him. Little did he know that he was going to be prosperous because of him. After observing him, which is so important, the Bible says that surely he brought him in and sat down and talked to him and said, I'm going to move you from just being the servant to the head of the sermon. So tell your neighbor, promotion, 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 promotion. Can I tell you something? What's important in the text here is that Potiphar observed him, because every time he touched something, Potiphar got fruitfulness. Oh, help me somebody. You got to look and see what you have. Now watch this thing. I want to tell you something. I want you to go with me to 1 John 4:1. You see, I want you to go to 1 John 4:1. This is very important as a child of God. 1 John 4:1 say, beloved, believe not every spirit. Oh, y'all hear me? Watch that thing. What it say? But try the spirit, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are going out into the world. Watch this. Can I tell you something? It says here, is that look at the person. Don't let nobody else tell you nothing about. I don't need folk to tell me nothing about nobody. I'm going to try the spirit by the spirit. Watch this thing. I can't be quick to judge a person. Because watch it, I got to go here. Because just because you don't get along with somebody don't evidently mean I'm not going to get along with them. See, folk will mess you up and cause you to lose your blessing because you're listening to what folks say. Baby, the problem may not be the one that they're talking about. The problem may be the one you're listening to. Can I help somebody here? He says, you have to try the spirit by the spirit. Watch this thing. It means here is that you have to have two things. Not only look on the outside of a person.
He says your spirit needs to open his eyes and see the inside of the person. Say observation. Observation. I'm studying the person. I'm watching the person. My spirit is going to reveal to me whether the person is a knife stabber or a buddy in the Lord. Help me, somebody. Nobody have to tell. I'm observation, baby. I'm watching. I'm watching. I'm looking. And watch is in the process of listening. I'm listening. Help me, somebody. I'm listening to what you say, how you say it, when you say it. I'm looking at your character, not your clothes on your back, baby, because your clothes don't tell me nothing. There's a whole lot of folk have long dress, and the biggest I don't know what in the Lord can ever possibly be, so I can't judge you by your outer appearance. I have to look at your heart. I'm trying to help somebody. I'm trying to help somebody. Watch this. Watch this. Because when I look at your heart will tell me if you have real authentic love. Your heart will tell me if you mean me any good. Your heart will tell me if you are against me or with me. Your heart will tell me. Everybody that kiss you on the cheek ain't your friend. Everybody that shake your hand don't mean you no good. Everybody that call you on the phone and gossip, baby, if they gossiping about everybody else, what makes you think they ain't calling nobody gossiping about you? You the only one I could talk to. No, baby, it's always somebody else they talking to. Never think you the only one. The other person, they're talking about you.
I'm trying to help somebody.
Observation. So what happened is you have to study the person yourself. Don't judge the person because of what somebody else said. Because there's some type of chapter in a book somewhere that tells you the real deal about what really went on.
Can I get a witness on that? See, some folk have histories that we don't know about. And see, coming into town, I gotta try the spirit by the spirit. Because what happens, some folk that are related to each other, you have to be careful not to talk about somebody because you can be talking about their cousin. Help me, somebody. So the best thing to do is say, we'll pray about it. Y'all notice that I said, we'll pray about it. Pray for me. That's the safest thing to say. Can I get a witness on that? Observation is very important as a child of God. Have to observe the spirit for yourself. Now, there are some folk that ain't going to make no change. I don't care how hard you preach, how long you preach, they're going to still be devilish. Can I get a witness here? But there are some folk that's authentic about God. There are some folk that really love you. There are some folk that really genuine care about you. Don't be quick to think everybody is against you, because if you think everybody's against you, then you're schizophrenic. Help me, somebody. There are some folk who really care about you. Can I get a witness here? But there are some folk that think everybody is against you. No, everybody is not against you, because God got folk in place that's willing to come pick you up and take you to the doctor. There are folk that in place that will come help you change your flat. There are folk that God put in place to be your helper. When I look at the scene and I think about where Joseph was and what sat with Potiphar, can I tell you something? That God placed Potiphar there for training. Help me, somebody. When Joseph was in the house, that the Bible said that Joseph touched things and Potiphar began to bless. Can I tell you something? There are folk around you that will bless you. Oh, God, help me, somebody. God have people set to bless you. But what happens is you are not getting your blessings because you don't want to shake everybody's hand. You thinking everybody want you. You so cute. Everybody wants you. Can you stop telling folk everybody wants you? Because the truth of the fact, what you have at home don't even want you. because you're so mean and you're so ugly and you're always frowning, never smiling. I'm helping somebody. Somebody don't want to admit it. Truth of the fact is, the Bible say treat others as you want to. Help me, somebody. Why are you walking around so unhappy when you serve a God that makes a way out of no way? Can I tell you something? I can't finish this thing. You got to stop being unhappy. Can I get you to open your eyes for a little bit and really look at the real things? You need to stop worrying about the other fella. Stop looking at what the other fella have on and start looking at your own self in the mirror. I need some folk that say, today is my last day. I'm not going to be unhappy no more. I'm not going to let folk get on my nerves anymore. I'm going to have peace no matter what it takes. I'm going to stop looking at everything in a negative prospect, and I'm going to start seeing some good. And so it's got to be some good somewhere. Everything ain't negative. I got to see some good out of something. Joseph saw some good and working where he was, because while he was a servant, God moved him up to be the head of the servant. And while when he touched things, somebody else prospered. But it lets me know when I get to myself and I'm on my own, when I touch it, if it touched and prospered then, I can touch it and prosper now. When we look at looking, the thing is that I must not only look in the physical eye, but I must look with the spiritual eye. It means here that I got to look at everything as though God made it. Stop looking at, if I don't get next to this person, I won't get the promotion. Because if you're looking at the person to do it, what about when the person don't show up? Can I tell you now, I need to stop observing folk, putting my trust in man and put my trust in God. Now, God may send man to bless me, but man come by way of God. And if man don't bless me, watch this, God will bless me some way, somehow. But I heard somebody say, Lord, any way you bless me, I'll be satisfied. If you bless me in the morning by having my help and my strength, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Lord, if my money runs low and family turn their back against me, I'll still be satisfied. Because one thing that I do know, that I can call on his name. And I heard somebody say, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. I heard somebody say, that I call on Jesus, he'll come down and help me out. Is it anybody in here today need the Lord to help him out? Can I tell you something? If the Lord help my neighbor, if the Lord help other church folk, I know surely I'm in line that the Lord is going to help me. It may not be now, but I'm going to wait until my change comes. Is it anybody here waiting on the Lord to show up and show out? Can I tell you something? Look for the Lord no more. He's already come. He's in the show out now. You know why he's showing out? Because he saved me. You know why the Lord is showing out? He saved save you. You may have trouble, but you're still saved. And the last time I checked, if you're saved, you're counted as righteous. And the Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Is it anybody here? Know you on the Lord's side. I'm looking for the Lord to show out. The Lord will have his way if you trust him. The Lord will have his way if you call him. The Lord will have his way if you tell him about it. How would the Lord have his way if you invite him? Lord, have your way. Lord, I give up. Is it anybody here know the song? Surrender all. I need some folk to release your surrender up to the Lord. Lord, I can't fight. Lord, you gotta fight. I surrender all my troubles. I surrender all my burdens. I surrender all my trials. I surrender all the fiery darts. Turn it over to Jesus. Is it anybody here want to turn it over? Turn it over to Jesus. You can't handle it, but turn it over to Jesus. He'll fight your battle. Turn it over to Jesus. He'll make a way. Turn it over to Jesus. He'll tear down strongholds. Turn it over to Jesus. I heard somebody say somebody died in your family. Turn it over to Jesus. I heard somebody say sickness in my life. Turn it over to Jesus. Won't the Lord work it out? When you sit out, look for Jesus. Look for Jesus. Look for Jesus. Look for Jesus. He'll come down and work it out. Ain't the Lord all right? Has he worked it out for you? Tell your neighbor, he'll work it out. The songwriter say, he'll work it out. Won't he work it out?
Observation. As a child of God, I'm just looking. I'm looking to see what God's going to do next. I'm just looking. I'm looking to see how you're going to change the house. I'm just looking to see how you're going to fix the spouse. I'm just looking, church. I'm looking out the window for my child to come back home. I'm just looking. Because when I watch and I pray, one of these old days, everything I pray for gonna come to pass. Because I'm looking for Jesus, the sweet Lord, sweet chariot, coming far to carry me home. I'm just looking, church. I'm looking for the good in folk. I'm looking for my change to come. I'm looking for my breakthrough to happen. I'm just looking. Because when I studied the word of God, it told me that the Lord is my supplier of all my needs. I'm looking for my supply house to fall down fresh on me. Anybody looking, church? I'm looking for it. As long as you're looking to Jesus, it's going to come to pass. Oh, it ain't happened yet, but it's going to happen. Because he promised that it's going to happen. He promised that I'm going to get it. But I got to watch. pray. Observation is very important.
Don't say nothing. Just look.
Don't tell me.
I'm listening. I'm observing.
Oh, I know if it's right, baby. You ain't got to tell me nothing. The God in me, He walks with me. I'm just listening. He talks with me. Anybody know the Lord walking with you?
Some of y'all feel like you're walking by yourself, but baby, listen.
I feel my help already here.
To Jesus. Anybody listening, church? Won't the Lord be your friend? Anybody feel friendly sometimes? Won't the Lord carry you when you can't carry yourself? Won't the Lord fix it when it can't be fixed? I got folk in here with some testimonies. Folk that shouldn't be here today. But the Lord came through and He made a way out of no way. Anybody been strung out on drugs? Won't the Lord show up and remove drugs out your way? Anybody been strung out on alcohol? Won't the Lord take the taste out of your mouth? I'm just looking.
Observation. The doors of the church is open. God wants you to know that He'll take care of everything. God wants you to know that. God wants you to know. He said, I know you're going through. He said, but look for me. He said, don't worry about nobody else on Broadway, baby. I'm going to show up and show out. He said,